Off the ball.
In association with AIR. Watch 35 live European Rugby Champions Cup games this season on the AIR Sport Pack.
This is News Talk.
You're welcome back. So, Jason Quigley, you're on the line.
All right, now, lads, how's it going?
Very well. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, are you in Sheffield area or still in LA?
I'm back actually in Donegal now at the minute, so I am just for Christmas.
So, you went for the coldest possible location?
Exactly, exactly. I've been fed up with the heat in LA, so this is right back to Donegal for Christmas.
So, you've made a big move. Tell us about it. Tell us about the thinking. You're going from LA to Sheffield.
Yeah, you know, it's been something that's brewing for a while now in my career, you know, and it's been, you know, people are looking at things. I obviously try to look at things in the most positive way. In my last fight, I broke my hand, tore my tendon, had to go through surgery and everything like that. So all that, I believe, has happened for a reason, because now I have had the time out to filter out any wee chinks and any wee cracks that has been going on. And I have everything smoothed out now. I had loads of time to think and prepare and make the right decision and go through it with a lot of important people, and most importantly, my team, Shear Sports and Golden Boy Promotions.
Mm. You've been in LA, I make it, since turning pro back in 2014, Manny Robles' gym?
Yes, that's correct.
And it seems like, we spoke to you here and there across it, and it seemed like it was a 3 years you were really enjoying. You felt like you were progressing. You managed to win that fight. We might ask you about that in March, where you destroyed your hand early on. You still managed to win that fight. It was on ESPN. It was nationally televised. It was a big deal. And, it seemed to us looking in on the outside like you were about to turn 26 at the time. You'd just gone 26, entering your prime. It seemed like, well, there's no way he's going to leave all of that. That seemed to be going great. So what prompted you to leave?
Everything he said is 100%. You know, it's to be honest, I felt as if I needed something. I felt that there was something missing, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And, you know, it was the whole, geez, don't get me wrong, you know, living in LA, it's something that people dream of, I think, sometimes as well. And I think I was caught up in the whole LA, great weather, beaches, living. I was actually living like a man that have achieved everything that he wanted. Mm. You know, I was living in a beautiful apartment, looking over the marina right beside Venice Beach. The beach was 2 minute walk away from me. Living in LA, living a great life, to be honest. But this isn't a sport where you can live a life too comfortable. You know, until you're retired, you gotta live the life of a contender. And to be honest, I think I was living the life more of a champion than a contender. And boxing's a tough sport. It's a tough game. And you need to stay mentally very, very strong, because you can be the most talented man in the world, but if you're not mentally strong and you're not tough enough, you'll not make it in the professional game.
Jason, that's very interesting because that theme comes up. Kevin Kilbane's alongside me, and we talk about, you know, young players in the Premier League getting too much money and, you know, they're gone soft is the kind of phrase you'd hear in the game. And I always thought, well, look, that's a bit of a cliche. If a guy has a nice car and a nice house and is...
That was actually the phrase that came into my head.
Gone soft.
If you feel that in your head, you've gone soft.
Yeah, but I always thought, well, look, I don't really believe that. I think you can have a nice house and a nice lifestyle and go for a walk on Venice Beach and still be a killer in the ring and still train very hard. So that's very interesting that hasn't been your experience. You have found that actually I need to almost live a meaner life, a life of deprivation in some respects, to have a certain edge that you feel you need.
Yes, without a doubt. You know, don't get me wrong. I was still as hungry as I ever was. I was still as determined as I ever was. But I grew up in a one-bedroom flat with my mother and father when I was a kid. We lived next door to a bookies and right above a bar, a pub. Me living in a $4,000 a month apartment, looking over a marina in Los Angeles, it doesn't fit for me. It's nice, but it doesn't fit for me. It's not what I'm used to. It doesn't feel, actually there's no real word for it. It just doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? There was always something, as I says, missing. There was something wrong. There was just something there. And to be honest, I was just living a life that that wasn't really for me. Yes, the boxing was for me, and yes, the hard training and everything was for me, but it was too extreme. You know, I was living this life of kind of like a celebrity or a very, very wealthy man, but I was still boxing and training like a homeless person, if you can get what I'm saying.
What is it you're expecting of Sheffield then?
My whole thing is that I'm coming back to what I'm used to, you know, the lifestyle that I'm used to. LA is an amazing lifestyle. It's great. It's brilliant. Everything like that. It's great for a holiday. It's great for a few weeks here or a month there, go and do all the sightseeing and everything like that. But I was living that life, but I wasn't doing any of those things because I couldn't. I was restricted, you know, with you have to go to your bed early, you got to eat. And, yeah. You know, they're not sacrifices. You know, that's what us fighters know that we have to do. But it just wasn't clicking for me, the lifestyle. And I just need to go back to people as well that understand me and understand the crack. You know what I mean? It's you know, that's another big thing. Like, I remember I had been, first time I went out, I was cracking all these jokes. I was the only one laughing at them myself. And I was starting to doubt myself, Jason, you need to come up with some new jokes or something here. But, you know, it was just, I'm an Irish man. I'm a very down-to-earth guy. And I don't, of course, I love my cars. I love my houses. But that doesn't take much to please me. You know, whenever I'm happy and I have my family together and, you know, my family made and everything like that, you know, then that's when I'll sit back in a nice apartment in a big flashy car
and enjoy it. Yeah,
it all.
Yeah,
but you know, to be honest, it's the different cultures.
Right. Well, I'll ask you about that. There's something scratching, or it's like someone on a chalkboard, or something. There is that. Are you hearing that?
No, I'm not. Can you hear it right now?
No, it stopped. What are you doing there?
To be honest, that's the girlfriend. She's cleaning the table beside me. So
tell her she's on the radio.
Yeah, that sponge and spray there.
Oh, dear. So that's how it works in the Quigley household.
No,
I'm not big time at all. No. And just you do radio interviews and she has to clean up after dinner. That's fine. That's good. That's how it works.
Only for I'm busy, I'd be doing it myself.
Keep it real.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm a man of the people, honestly. Yeah. So was she over in LA with you?
She was, like, wasn't living, but she was over and back. You know, she has her own business and everything back here in Ireland as well. And she has a little child as well, Sierra. So, you know, school-wise and everything like that, you know, it just couldn't work full-time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so Sheffield's far more manageable then.
But also, she had the great pleasure of being able to just take a holiday to LA every now and then for a few weeks as well. That was the upside of it for her.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really fascinating that you've made that choice, because, I mean, it would have been pretty tempting to keep on living the life of a champion. I mean, if we could all live that life, we'd probably, you know, we'd probably jump at it. It's not such a bad situation, I suppose.
That's exactly what people with a good head on their shoulders are going to look at me and be like, geez, that man's determined, that man's focused, you know, because look what I'm leaving. You know what I mean? And I'm leaving this amazing lifestyle that a lot of people would just jump at the chance, give their left arm for it. But I'm doing this because all that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is becoming a world champion and lifting those belts above my head, not just one, but as many as I can. And I'll make the sacrifices that I have to make for those things, because that's what it means to me. I don't care about the lifestyle. I don't care about anything like that.
Yeah.
As long as I'm happy inside, enjoying what I'm doing and achieving and progressing in my career, I'll live wherever I have to live, or I'll do whatever I have to do. Yeah. If LA was the place, it would be perfect. You know, if everything worked and felt right, geez, I'd be one of the luckiest man on the planet. But it just didn't suit, and I had to mix it up.
Jason, did you speak to Dominic Ingle about this, about your decision and why you went in with him and things like this? And if so, what did he actually say to you? What sort of advice did he give you when you were coming in there with him?
The whole thing actually started through Johnny Nelson, you know, with Sky. He was a former pupil, you could say, of Brendan Ingle, Dominic's father. And, you know, I've always looked at their styles, and I've always, I've always kind of looked up to the Ingle gym, and, you know, because of their style, I think it suits me my style, it's a little similar. People might find that hard to believe right now because of what they've seen from it already in the pros. It's been very Mexican style, you know, very aggressive, very, you know, trying to just knock guys out. And that's what my coach specialized in. You know, he's a great coach of putting combinations together, letting your power shots go. But I have absolutely the best of both worlds. Now, I have came from an amazing amateur background on the national team and the career that I've had as an amateur. And now I have experienced 3 quality years in Los Angeles with a Mexican style kind of a fight in progress. And now it's time to gel the both of them together, but to go back more to the skills, to the art of boxing. And, you know, I called Dominic up then and I had a few conversations with him. And he was totally on board, could see exactly where I was coming from. He says he's had his eye on me already, you know, and just seen my fights and seen previous fights of mine, whatever. And he was like, Jason, you know, it's entirely up to yourself, but if you fancy coming here, let's make it happen. And I feel confident that we could work well together. He says, I don't just bring any fighters in. Like, I'm not a kind of a guy that would, he says that I'm not the kind of a fighter that, or I'm not the kind of the coach that he brings in kind of guys that have already established themselves or anything like that. Obviously, he's bought Billy Joe Saunders in because he felt like he could discipline him and get him right, you know. And Dominic also thinks now that he could really get me to the place that I'm looking to get to, and it's amazing. It's very positive right now, and I'm really excited.
Because he has you at a very nice stage from his point of view as well. So as people, I dare say, will know listening anyway, Jason, you're a former European gold medalist. You won silver at the World Amateur Championships, and you've had 13 fights at middleweight now, 10 wins by KO. And I mean, the Ingle Gym obviously is very famous. I mean, I think Brendan founded it over 40 years ago, and they've had Prince Nassim in there as well. They're known for a slightly unusual approach in certain respects. They'll have you doing hopscotch. They'll have you dancing to the rhythm of nursery rhymes and different little things like that to, I guess, create a more fluid style.
Exactly. And, you know, that's like anybody has been in the gym with me. I'm the man that brings the music to the gym. I'm the man that has the music playing all the time in the gym, putting on my own songs, and I'm even dancing about and having fun in the gym anyway. And when I kind of knew something similar to that about the Ingle Gym, and I've heard a few things about it, and you know, it's just a perfect fit. And it was exactly what I says to Johnny Nelson. You know, I just asked his opinion first. He says, you know, I've been looking at the Ingle Gym, I've been looking at this, that, whatever. I says, what do you think, Johnny? Because Johnny was a mentor of mine when I was involved with the Sky Academy and everything as well, back when I was an amateur.
Right.
And Johnny's been a great help to me. And he says, Jason, look, I've always been honest with you. We're great friends now. He says, I started out as a fan, but we're great friends now, and I would never advise you wrongly. He says, I think the Ingle Gym is ideal for you. He says, and if it wasn't, I would be the first man to say, no, Jason, that just wouldn't suit you. What about here or what about there? You know, so I've had a lot of time, and I've used my time wisely, and it's just been amazing. It's been an amazing experience going through all this as well, you know, and meeting and talking to different people. And I've actually became friends with a lot of people too, coming through all this and talking to people. And you know, the people have really helped me massively, and it's a decision that had been brewing for a while. But as I say, you know, I took my time, I made sure it was the right decision, and I'm absolutely delighted and buzzing for 2018 now.
Yeah, and you're still going to work with Golden Boy Promotions. So 2018, we mentioned that fight in March where you bust up your hand and you somehow win that fight. Now you've been out for a long time and you're making this move from L.A., to Sheffield, so it kind of feels like you've been bubbling away, but 2018 might hopefully be a breakout year. Do you have a timeline on things, or what are your ambitions for the next 12 months?
You know, like me and my team, Golden Boy Shear Sports, we have all sat down, and it's time now. Dominic's obviously in Canada right now at the minute with Billy Joe fighting this weekend against Lemieux. So as soon as Dominic gets back, the team sits down now again, you know, and we reevaluate everything now that we know Dominic's finally on board, and it's a team and it's a setup now. And we'll all, obviously Golden Boy have their path, their goals that they want me to achieve. I have my goals, my path, what I want to achieve. And now it's time for Dominic to put his input in and what he thinks as well. So for me, I want to be real busy in 2018. I want a possible minimum of 5 fights in 2018. Mm. And, you know, we're going to move into 2018 excited with a lot of plans. And I really want to get back out on the East Coast early February now or March. You know, either or, whatever comes first, whatever dates Golden Boy have sent me, a few dates now. It's a matter of time of just getting in touch with Dominic, seeing how long he wants to work with me now and everything before we actually take a fight together and just make the relationship grow.
Okay, great. Mm. All absolutely fascinating stuff. It's the Jay Quigley version of Rocky III kind of going on here. But we wish you well. It's a really brave move to make, and we hope it goes well for you. Thanks a million, Jason.
Appreciate it, lads. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Jason Quigley there. We've got Stuart Lancaster next.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
In association with AIR. With live AIB club football and hurling action this month on AIR Sport.